Baker later claimed he was hauled three times before Jefferson Davis, who grilled him to uncover his spying and extract information about Washington's defenses. Baker said he stuck to his cover story of being Sam Munson, a photographer and rebel sympathizer from Knoxville, and told Davis numbers on the Union force around Washington that he dreamed up in his head. Confederate leaders in Richmond kept their doors open for walk-ins. Davis was a micromanager, willing to interview practically any visitor to the Capitol. But again, Baker, who was able miraculously to recount 6 years later detailed dialogues he allegedly had with Davis, appears to have been embellishing the story to portray himself as jousting with the highest levels of the Confederate government. It is doubtful that the president of the Confederate States of America, who was consumed as well by the battle at Manassas Junction, and would travel there at one point to confer with his generals, would carve out any more time in his jammed schedule than Beauregard had to interrogate a shady and low-level spy suspect. More likely, senior aides to Davis questioned Baker. Baker's story gets better. He said he convinced Davis he really was Sam Munson and talked the rebel president into issuing him a pass to roam around Richmond on the condition that he not leave the city. Baker claimed he used that opportunity to gather intelligence on military movements through the city. His head allegedly filled with secrets he anxiously wanted to share with Scott back in Washington, Baker claimed he next talked a Confederate provost marshal into writing out a pass for him to visit Fredericksburg, 57 miles north of Richmond, where he planned to make his escape back to Washington. Once at Fredericksburg, Baker said that after four unsuccessful tries, he finally made it across the Rappahannock River, winding north and west of the city, with the help of a black man who rowed him in his boat. He began walking toward the Potomac River to the east, but after just 2 miles was stopped by a Confederate officer and a soldier, who planned to haul him back to Fredericksburg.